The door to Pemshackle's one shop creaked loudly. Tamara smiled to herself as she pulled it open, her hand lingering on the metal door handle. She peered into the darkness within. Outside, the world was bright. The sun sat tall and dazzling in its nest of blue. It was like a beacon, calling everyone to come out and enjoy its wonderful warmth. The cobbled streets buzzed with people milling around, busying themselves with shopping. Families walked with their children, bags draped over their shoulders and clutched in their hands. Every bag was brimming with large, leather-bound books, wands, and potion bottles. The air outside crackled with excitement. Inside the shop, it was quiet and peaceful. Stepping over the threshold, Tamara found herself in a small room, dimly lit by a single bulb hanging from the ceiling. A thin stream of sunlight filtered in through a circular window in the door. She waited until her eyes adjusted to the dark room before she let go of the door and allowed it to swing shut. There were two other people already in the store, a tall woman and a little boy about Tamara's age. The woman wore a big purple hat whose enormous brim hid almost all of her face. A large white feather poked out of it, and Tamara pushed down the urge to touch it. The boy beside her already had a wand in his hand. He stared at it in awe and stroked its handle gently. They didn't seem to notice Tamara's presence yet, and she stayed quiet in the doorway. For a moment, Tamara closed her eyes and inhaled the scent of wood and mothballs, which reminded her of her grandmother's attic. The shop smelled old and dusty, with a hint of cedar and resin. Opening her eyes again, she looked more closely at her surroundings. In front of her was a short oak desk, and behind it, a red velvet curtain that parted slightly to reveal a long, dark corridor. She could hear someone moving things around on the other side of the curtain. Tamara realized she was holding her breath as she approached the desk. She was finally going to meet Pemshackle. He was something of a legend in her household. He was the person who had sold everyone she knew their wands. Her mother had a pemshackle wand, as did her grandmother. Excitement buzzed in her stomach. She couldn't believe it. Here she was, ready to get her very own wand, taking her first step towards her future as a wizard.